Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We turn our attention to somebody who I've been watching his coming over from youth football to his ninth grade year, and I remember watching him play receiver. And Coach Pat Surtain at American Heritage said, hey, he is going to be one special dude. And he has turned out to be one special dude, but it's not at receiver. On the defensive side of the ball, where he is a cornerback and one of the best in the country, and he's on his way to West Virginia University. I always want to call it University of West Virginia. West Virginia University, Jacoby Spells. Jacoby, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your commitment. And, wow, it went fast. Your career went pretty fast.
Yes, it did.
I still remember watching you as a ninth grader there. I don't know if it was Pat and Tyson and Marco and the whole gang were still there, but you were playing wide receiver and you were catching on some pretty good guys. And then the next I know, Coach Surtain said, "Oh, we got a really good corner," and it was you. Talk about that. I mean, you were at least as good as a wide receiver as a ninth and tenth grader that I had seen. And then you switched positions. I guess that was dictated at the time because they needed cover corner.
Yes, but coming into my ninth grade year, when I was playing youth ball, I wanted to play DB coming into high school. But when I got to my ninth grade year, they had DBs at the time, so I had the opportunity to go play receiver because I knew how to play receiver. So I took the opportunity to play varsity my first year in high school.
Amazing. And I mean, and then the team, was that the year that they won state as a freshman? Were you on?
No,
was that the team?
I came the year after.
The year after, okay. Yeah, because I'll tell you what, now it had been a few years, and then all of a sudden last year, things started turning around. Crazy pandemic year. You guys were in it to win it from the beginning. I mean, you played the schedule. You opened up against a really good Chaminade team that had won three straight. You played as many tough games. You went over to Venice. Talk about last year. I mean, because it was, even though it was a state championship year and you beat everybody but St. Thomas, it was a strange year, wasn't it?
Yes, it really was.
Because you didn't get a chance to play everybody that you normally played, you know, like all the Broward County teams, mostly all the Dade County teams weren't playing for state titles. I mean, you're used to seeing teams like the only two at play were Cardinal Gibbons and obviously St. Thomas, and they both won. But what was it like for you? Because, I mean, you had a lot of really good seniors leaving this past year, and you wanted to send them out with something positive. Talk about how it was last year for you.
Last year was a great season for me. The season went well, and then I'll say last season I really put myself and my name out there more from last season playing DB, especially against the game against Miami Northwestern. I put my name out there a lot too. I had a great game that game.
Didn't you have a good game against Carroll City too a couple years ago?
Oh yes.
Did you play in that game?
Yes.
Do you remember that game? Do you remember that? It was like the first game of the season. Did you play in that game?
Yeah, I did play. Yeah. I think I had one touchdown.
Yeah. So you see, you got that big game reputation there. I'll tell you what, Jacoby. I mean, and that started at the beginning, and it obviously has gone through. Before we talk about West Virginia, let's talk about this year. One of the most challenging schedules, obviously, Kickoff Classic coming up against Treasure Coast, a team that finished 10-2 last year. Then you're going to play in New Orleans against Coach Sertan's alma mater, Ed Nacar. You got a full slate of games around here, usual Cardinal gimmicks. Talk about that, because nothing gets you ready for the college life like a schedule like that.
I can't wait. The best play the best. That's how I see it. I love playing great teams because I love to get to work from all the best, just good best players out there in the country. So it's really good to play good teams like that, and I really can't wait.
What was it like for you on NFL draft night and the weekend to see six players from your high school get drafted in the NFL? Talk about that, what it meant to you. You had to really be, just unbelievably, over the top, because, you're looking at guys that guys that have come back, guys that, that have been around that program and made it, kind of paved the way for what you guys are doing. Talk about how you felt watching those guys get drafted in the NFL.
Seeing them guys get drafted, I'm like, I was happy for them, and also I felt I'm at a great high school. Seeing them go through college and then see them walk across that stage or at home on national TV on draft day, I'm like, wow, I'm surrounding myself around great people at a great high school, great coaches. So, and I know my coaches know what they're doing. They put six players out in the league.
And one thing that you added this year, and you added a couple of different dimensions. You got two big-time wide receivers that came over. Talk about that from your standpoint, because you have you and Santana will go at it, you and Brandon will go at it, and it only makes all of you better. Talk about that. How many people have that at their practice? Very few, if none.
yeah, not so many people have that at their practice, but me, I love that. I love the whole competition every day in practice.
Yeah, I can imagine. Why West Virginia? A lot of people ask me that. You had teams from everywhere in the country after you because of how good you've done. What was it about West Virginia?
West Virginia is different. I want to go somewhere different and be different. Like, everybody want to go to big name schools like Alabama, Georgia, all that. I'm like, I ain't want to do all that. I want to go somewhere I can make a name for myself. I can be different. I can show people why it's okay to go to a different school, not really a big time school, but a big time school, and just be yourself and show everybody what you can do, and the spotlight could be on you. But also West Virginia, like, I love the facility, the coaches, and just the town. Like, West Virginia is right. They got diehard fans and everything. Like, everything up there, West Virginia, I love.
And Darryl Porter Jr.'s there, which helps a little bit. Has he gotten you all ready for year one?
Oh yeah, he did. He most definitely did.
And obviously, going to a program like that, you'll be playing a major schedule. It's like you said, it's kind of a dream come true for you. Again, thanks so much, Jacoby, for taking the time this evening. Appreciate what you do. We'll be at a lot of your big games, and definitely watching you do your thing like you have for the last 3 years.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Jacoby Spells will be a senior this year, and tell you what, he's an outstanding football talent, American Heritage Plantation, on his way to West Virginia. A lot of people have been talking about that. Miami, Florida, Florida State, all these programs around the country. But you heard his reasoning. When you think about it, you heard his reasoning. Sometimes somebody will put words in somebody's mouth. He just wanted a different deal. Everybody's going to Georgia. Everybody's going to Miami, Florida, all those schools. And he just wanted to go somewhere different. It's had history. If you've ever been up to West Virginia, they've had pretty good programs for a number of years. So I can understand. Remember, everybody can't go to your favorite schools. Obviously, we know that as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.